It's based in Ardra. It's been there for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's been in existence since 1990. It's a, what we would call a development race. It's not the absolutely the top level of cycling in Ireland, but it gives all the young guys coming through a really good chance to make their name and get themselves up a wee level, because what we found is that the guys who tend to win this or do well in this race, all of a sudden they're on the Ireland junior team and they're on to a different level again. So, you know, a lot of the time we don't know the guys coming into the race, but afterwards we hear an awful lot about them if they do well.
Ardra's a busy place at the moment. The Gaeltachts are on today in the football. You normally have your race over the bank holiday weekend, but you had to put it back due to the Festival of Football. It's going up there at the moment.
That's
but
right.
But there's four stages. Tell us about the stages and what the competitors can expect over the course of the 3 days.
Well, it's going to be very fast, first of all, and the numbers in the race are a lot bigger than most of these young lads would have experienced before. We've got 180 starters, and that's great for us because it's the first time we've had that. We're just getting more popular every year. But the four stages, the first one starts next Friday night. It's about 30 odd miles and it'll be run off in about an hour. That's how quick they'll be going, about 30 miles an hour on it. And it'll be starting at 7:30 in Ardra, back in Ardra shortly after 8:30. And it's going to be very, very fast. Again, speeds that a lot of these guys mightn't have experienced before on a bike. It's just at a bigger level than the average race that's on at the weekend around Ireland. So on the Saturday morning, then we've got a time trial up a mountain down in Mahara in Ardra. Not an awful lot of people know where it is, but if you've cycled up it, you'll remember it. And again, that's quite unique because you don't have many hill time trials around Ireland, and this is a good one to, you know, get these young lads introduced to the idea of racing up mountains, because if they're ever going to be a pro, that's what they'll have to do, time trial up mountains and so on like that. Saturday afternoon is kind of a rolly stage to let the bigger, heavier guys have their say and have their day, and that leaves Ardra at 2:30 in the afternoon, and it'll be back again probably about 4:45, I would say. So they'll be doing a 50 mile loop from Ardra down to Nyarn, onto Glenties, Funtown, across to Duhurry, up the Corkscrew, and basically get back into Glenties and Ardra then for the finish at the school in Ardra about 4:45, I would say. And the Sunday stage then is the killer stage, because it's a 60 mile stage and it finishes on the top of Glengesh after going around the south of the county in places like Dunkaneely, Brooklis, and on up to Ardahi, down into Glenties, around by Maws and Kilclooney, and back up to Ardra that way, and a couple of wee loops there before heading on to the finish. So the problem is that you can pass the race hotel just before you head for the finish of the stage, and a lot of guys are tempted at that stage to maybe climb off and have a handier afternoon for themselves. But you know, when they get to the top of Glengesh, some of these guys they're just so delighted to have got there, because they haven't done anything like it before, and they haven't seen a climb like Glengesh before as well. So it's a new thing.
And they're really tested the 2 days before they even think about going as far as Glengesh.
Yeah, that's the thing, because there aren't many stage races really in Ireland at this level. So it's a completely new thing. It's bigger, it's noisier, there are motorbikes, there are photographers flashing cameras in their faces, all this kind of thing. It's got a big race atmosphere that these guys mightn't just have seen before. You know, so it's great for them. It gives them the feeling, takes the nerves away a wee bit for it, and it's a great experience for them. And like I said, a lot of them do go on to bigger and better things on the back of it.
Yeah, and this big race atmosphere that you're talking about, has that only been built in recent times, or has it been there over the course of the last 2 decades?
Well, it's funny, the very first race I rode it in, back in 1990, and we had, I think it was 60 riders, and we had about 2 lead cars and a couple of guys trying to marshal the junctions and so on like that. So it was a lot quieter back then, and that was kind of par for the course around the country. But just things, the standard has lifted so much that you can't just throw a thing together now. You've got to be planning 9 months in advance, to be honest, and, you know, get your sponsors on board. And at this stage, I should mention the Nesbitt Arms Hotel and the Ardra Town Traders, because without them, we wouldn't be in Ardra. So thanks for that. But that's the level of organisation that goes into it. It's not a quick thing that you knock together at the last minute.
And it's an event, is it, that the top development riders in the country mark every year that they want to compete in, is it, Joe?
Absolutely. That's what it is, because, you know, you've got Ireland teams coming here, you've got teams that are riding in Belgium coming here, you've got the Ulster Federation have got a team coming here. They see it as a big stepping stone for their young guys, because most of these guys are racing one day at the weekend or maybe 2 days at the weekend in shorter races, and maybe the level of competition would only be regional rather than national, because you've got guys coming from Kerry, you know, Cork, Waterford, all over Ireland, and even a few from abroad as well, just to ride this. So it's at a very good level.
And you mentioned as well that you had 180 entries. For the first time ever, you had to close entries. So this thing's been building quite a bit over the last while, hasn't it?
It has been all right, yeah. And usually when we had it on the bank holiday weekend, this weekend we had about 140-odd riders, and it was never completely full. But we had to shift it because of the Gaeltacht Championship being on our draw this weekend. And we moved it back a week thinking it mightn't work for us. But all of a sudden, we're absolutely full, you know, 2 weeks well before we should have been even closing the entries at all. So something has worked for us, and if we get the weather now next weekend, then we'll be flying.
Hopefully so. Well, in football terms, you have the senior championship, which is for the clubs in the county, and the Donegal Internationals for the rally men in the county. For cyclists, this is their big event of the year, Ross Donegal.
Oh, it is. This is the big one for them. You know, a lot of our guys, this is the focus of the year, and for a lot of the young guys coming through as well, this is the race they want to do well in. If you get noticed in this, you've got a big chance of getting further up the ladder. And, you know, it's so much harder than your average one-day race that these boys would have been involved in. So they're training for this. And, you know, it's almost like a development race for the Anpostras, the professional level race that was on last week around Ireland. And, you know, the guys who go well in this 3, 4, 5 years down the road, they're going well in the race. And a couple of other, you know, big international races like that is a big step in stone.
Ronan McLaughlin then would have been a competitor in the RAS at one stage.
He did our race. I think it was the first year we had in Killybegs in 2006. I think he finished a very close second there. But, you know, again, he learned mistakes he made. He learned good things he did, and it gave him a bit of confidence to see himself going so well. And the next thing, he was riding for the Anpost team as a professional. So that's what tends to happen. We've had guys like Philip Dagenham in the past, right? We had Mark Scanlon from Sligo. He won it a couple of months before he won the World Junior Championships in 1998. You know, we always seem to have very good guys that you can spot, and 3 or 4 years later, they're doing something. You know, they're on the big stage then, and they go on and they're knocking on the door of a pro contract.
Yeah, just to mention, who would be the local guys that are competing at the moment at a high level that you think now can do very, very well in this race? And we know that there's Team Ireland's coming and guys from Ulster and further afield across the water, but of the local crop that we have at the moment, who the guys can really threaten, do you think?
There are a lot of people there. I mean, I should mention Sandra Devine from the Four Masters Club in the women's race. We've got a women's race going on at the same time as it. We have Peter McBride of the Triple A Club in Dunloe. He's going to be very close to the sprint finish on Friday night because it will end in a sprint, and he's always there or thereabouts. He's a big guy and he can sprint. You've got Sean McFadden from the Ariel CC. You've got a young lad called Ben Follin riding for Four Masters. You've got Jordan McGinley riding for Team ITAP. You've got Miles Connor riding for Tyrconnell Gap. And you've got Cormac Keeney as well riding for the Sierra Nevada team in Spain, but he's coming back for the race and he always goes very well. He'll be in the top 10, I'm fairly sure. Those are the local guys, and I think what's likely to happen is that it will be a junior from the Ulster team that won it, and I've got my money on a young lad called Jake Gray from the Ulster team to win this overall. I think he's been going really well all year, and I think he'll be very close to it when it comes to the top of Glengish on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and obviously there'll be big crowds out as well. You'll be hoping that people turn out to cheer these riders on, because it is a tough race, and I suppose every bit of encouragement they get is very well accepted.
Oh yeah, and I mean, when you're coming down to the Diamond in our draw on the Sunday afternoon just before you head for Glengish and you do a couple of laps there, the crowds out there they're mind-blown, to be honest with you, the way they can come out and then they all disappear and head for Glengish. So they're all up there as well, and it's like a stage of a continental pro race. You know, when you see the crowds that are in it, it's just fantastic, and the roaring shout. And it's great for these young lads because, again, they don't see that. You know, there mightn't be that many crowds at their ordinary one-day races, but when they get those crowds roaring and shouting at them, and, you know, they're so close to the finish and they're in the middle of a big stage race, it really lifts them, and it works wonders for them.
If people want more information on the stages and times and different things, John, how do they go about it? Where can they get them?
Well, we'll be putting that up on our website now during the week, and that'll give people an idea of what we're doing and when we're likely to be on the road. Because I know there are traffic issues there as well. We always are conscious of that, and you know, I'd like to say thanks to the people, the general public, who have so much patience with us, because we do slow things down on the roads, we know that. But we will have in the local press as well during the week the stage details of when we'll be passing through and so on like that, and hopefully it'll all be fairly clear when we're out there as well, because the place will be well marshalled, there'll be signs up warning drivers that there's a race oncoming and so on like that. So you know, it's something that the people down there are getting used to anyway. In the southwest, they're getting used to seeing us out and clogging up the road for a weekend and so on like that too.
And it's the Four Masters Cycling Club website, is it?
Yes, that's right, yes, 4mastercycling.com.
Yeah. And cycling at the moment, it's like the athletics in the 5Ks. In recent years, there's been a huge boom in it. The numbers have been growing year on year for leisure cycling, not just competing in like the likes of RAS Donegal, but for people out and about trying to keep active and keep fit. Cycling's right up there now as one of the top sports in the county, John.
It is. It's brilliant because, I mean, I remember when I was racing back 25 years ago, you might go to a race and you'd have three other riders or four other riders in it. And now all our club races have over 100. You know, on a Tuesday night out around the Derry Road and so on like that. And it, on the top of that then, there are so many others who have come into it just to stay fit. It might be XGA players whose knees have gone or whatever like that. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that people see it as being not sore on the body. And it's nice to get out and get around the place and see a bit of the countryside and so on like that. So that's why I think people are drawn to it. It's a nice handy way, if you're not into the competitive end of it, that you get out and get the air and get a bit of exercise and it's good.
Just one final note, we mentioned him already, Philip Dagenham.
Yeah.
Do you take much credit for starting Philip out in cycling, do you?
Absolutely. We take it all. We taught him everything we know, and that's why he's where he is today.
Yeah.
But Philip had just so much ability. It was so obvious back when he was even 14, he was passing seasoned club riders and races and time trials and so on like that, and it was just obvious that he was so good and he was going to be so good if he stayed at it. And I mean, really all we did was kind of mind him for a wee while and get him to races till he moved to the next level.
Did you within the four masters clubs see, right, Philip Dagenham's got a serious bit of talent here? Did you think he would go the whole way as far as where he is now with Team Sky?
No, to be honest, because I had seen an awful lot of riders, you know, good Irish riders head across to France and basically disappear because they couldn't hack it. They couldn't hack being away from home, or they couldn't hack how hard the races were because they were at a different level, a higher level and so on like that. So, I mean, I told Philip not to go when he wanted to go and go to college instead and get a bit of education first. And, well, it turns out he lasted 2 months in college and he disappeared off to France without telling anybody, even his parents, I think. And He made his way from there and he won a couple of big races, and the next thing he's got a pro contract. And I never would have said it, because I just didn't see that coming, to be honest with you, because I knew he was very, very good, but there had been so many other very good guys gone out to France and he just seemed to take to it like a duck to water.
And it's a story that you can tell younger riders, because it's proof in the pudding that if you put in the hard work, you can make it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was so single-minded and focused and determined, and just nothing was going to stand in his way. And even bad advice like I gave him, he could see through it in the way he went. And it's the same for all the young lads and the young girls coming through. You just need to be very, very focused and, you know, pay attention to it. And, you know, you never know how far you'll get.
Yep. John, many thanks for coming on. Just finally, hoping for a good weekend. Hope the weather turns in your favour, and hoping for a safe event as well, John.
Thanks very much, Oisin. It's great to come in. And just again, I'd like to thank our sponsors and the people of Ardragh who have been so welcoming to us for the last 4 or 5 years that we've been there. So hopefully we'll have a great weekend and a great weather as well down there.